Super stoked about the just ever-growing horizon for live music around Saskatoon, one of which we're getting a show coming up on the weekend. So I'm talking right now to the 2021 SCMA Emerging Artist of the Year and nominee for SCMA this year for Female Artist of the Year. Caitlin Lehner is in the studio. Hello, Caitlin.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. So you're coming out of a pretty big summer, aren't you?
It's been a fun summer. I feel like just overall, everyone was so excited for things to be picking up again post-pandemic. And have live events to go to. Obviously, everyone in music was just excited to be playing shows again. And we kept busy. We got to travel a little bit. And it was a fantastic summer.
You got to play on some pretty sick stages, too. So you were in Calgary, the Cowboys Music Festival, and then you did Country at the Creek. I saw your set at Country at the Creek.
Yeah,
it was great, by the way.
That's awesome. Thank you.
And then playing at the Labor Day Classic. So you've had command of some pretty sizable crowds. How did that feel?
Yeah, so much fun. You know, both of those shows have been big bucket list stages for me, and honestly, I did not think I would be checking them off this past summer, and it was just so cool to be in Calgary for the Stampede. I lived in Calgary for 4 years. I attended university there, so I had lots of Calgary friends that were in the audience, and just being part of Stampede, opening for Blue Rodeo, it was such an exciting experience, and then getting asked to do the Labor Day Classic Rider game, I mean, it's huge. I really have just been wanting to be a part of some kind of rider event, and I mean, to be asked to do the Labor Day game, like, it's just like the cherry on top.
You literally played to a stadium. That's the sickest thing.
It's crazy. I know. I feel like you just, like, I took a moment on stage during sound check, like looking at the stadium just completely bare and imagining what it was going to be like completely filled. And like I say, it was a sold out game with over 33,000 people, so there's a lot of people in the audience, but it was so much fun.
It's bananas. And so as an artist, being able to like tick these larger shows off, like, does that kind of give you a different perspective on yourself as an artist?
Yeah, definitely. Like I say, these have been big things for me that I've been wanting to do, and I'm checking them off already. So now I'm kind of just like, man, what am I going to get into next summer and the summer after that? So it's nerve-wracking a little bit because I'm just like, man, I got to keep this goal list going and just kind of shooting for the moon.
There's no brakes on the art train,
There's
right?
no brakes.
So then last month you put a new EP out, some of which we have some very familiar tunes. So 10 Bucks EP is out. That's your debut?
It's my first ever collective project. I've been waiting for this day to come, and I'm super happy that 10 Bucks is the project.
I originally thought Matter of Wine was my favorite song on the EP, but then I heard 10 Bucks and I was like, oh no, this song is great.
Yes, that's what I love. Yeah, honestly, I feel like when choosing songs for the EP, I wanted to pick the strongest songs that I had in my repertoire and kind of, you know, have everyone be able to kind of pick a different, and I wanted them to all be different from each other in a way. And yeah, I feel like my favorite song changes every once in a while, you know, with it too. But 10 Bucks has always been one that's super close to me.
But I mean, with the EP out, we got to focus on the party we're going to have for the EP. So you're playing an EP release party on Saturday. This is at Capitol Music Club, which amazing venue for this type of show as well. This is going to be so fun. What kind of a set can we expect from you?
High energy. I feel like if anybody knows me, if anyone has seen a show in the past, we are just nonstop moving on stage. The guys and I are sweating into the fifth song and just lots of fun. Like I say, all of the originals that I've done, and then lots of our favorite cover songs. And we do obviously country. We throw a couple pop things in. We even got some rock and roll that we throw in.
Nice.
So it's just, I feel like it's a set that everyone can come away like enjoying some songs out of.
It's going to be a whole mood.
It will be a whole mood.
You're bringing some friends along too. So Morgan Robertson is opening up for you.
Yeah, Morgan's opening up. I'm super excited. She is growing and, you know, just releasing music here in Saskatoon too. And when looking for an opener, she was one of the first people that came to mind. And I wanted it to be a female. I wanted this to be like a female country night here in Saskatoon. And so I'm super excited to have Morgan on the stage with us.
You guys are going to be lighting up the Capitol on Saturday. If somebody wants to go to the show, though, what would be the best way for them to get tickets or info?
You can find tickets on my website, CaitlinLehner.com. If you follow me on social media, you can find all of the links in my bio. You can also just show up to the Capitol on Saturday and get tickets out the door.
Yeah, we'll see you there. It's going to be a super fun time. We'll have all the details on the blog over at thebull.ca as well. And then getting back to the single. So 10 Bucks, which by the way is today's song, spoiler alert, today's Ride It or Bucket song. So I think more than a few people are going to find this one relatable. So I mean, when you boil it down, it's about boys being dicey.
Yeah, that's absolutely what it is. It's about boys being dicey. Stacy, you know, playing around. And yeah, and like I say, it's just about being confident in yourself. And, you know, you have some of those people that they're just not treating you right and you kick them to the curb. And a week, a month, a year later, they try to trickle their way back into your life. And you just got to say, no, no chance.
Yeah, could have bet $10 that that would have happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love the song. And again, we'll hear it on Ride It or Bucket right away here. And then we'll take everyone's votes on it. Though I'm pretty sure I know how this one's going to go because its song is lit.
Fingers crossed.
It's good. Yes.
I hope so.
So, of course, the EP is out. You are doing the EP release show this weekend. But even beyond that, like what else do you have going on?
Yeah, things are keeping, I'm getting bookings coming in and we're just, yeah, rolling into the rest of the year and New Year already. But New Year's Eve, I'm super excited. I get to be opening for Tennille Arts, another amazing, amazing Saskatchewan artist. We're playing a show, New Year's show at the Dakota Dunes. And yeah. I'm really, really looking forward to that.
And that's got to be exciting too, like a New Year's show, because I mean, people could be doing anything for New Year's, but then they choose to spend their night at your show.
Absolutely. I know. I feel like it's like a lot of pressure in a way. And but yeah, it's going to be so much fun. And I think it's just going to be a really, really great night and good way to kind of cap off this whole last year and lead into 2023.
Absolutely. Well, super excited for you this weekend because you have an EP release show. This show is all about the body of work that you've curated and the crowd is going to get a dose of you and your music. So this is going to be a super exciting time. And I mean, shows at the Capitol are always such a good time as well.
Yeah.
Again, best place to get the tickets for the show and get details on that?
You can go to my website, caitlinlehner.com for tickets or show up to the Capitol on Saturday.
So for people that are just discovering you as an artist, what's the best place to follow you on social media?
Ooh, you can follow me many a places. I'm on Instagram and Facebook at Caitlin Lehner Music, YouTube, Caitlin Lehner. I am pretty findable these days.
Nice. Well, I mean, congratulations on the incredible summer you've had. And here's to an epic 2023. Caitlin, thank you so much for popping in today.
Thank you so much, Jared, for having me.